ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Very nice language in front of the children.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, maybe he's in his office locked in the john again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, today was supposed to be the day of the Amir Khan Lamont Peterson fight, but that fight's been called off because of steroids. And guess what? There's another fight that's in peril because of steroids. I'm talking about, of course, Victor Ortiz and Andre Berto. Now, when I brought the subject up a couple of months ago, people thought I was witch hunting. Guess what? He tested positive for a steroid. I think it's Nandrolone, which is like an archaic steroid. I mean, if you want to use something like from the 18th century, you want to use Nandrolone. I can't believe he would even use it. I think it's an animal steroid. So it sort of blows me away that he would put that in the system, seeing that it stays there for about 2 years. It's one of the longest staying as far as in your bloodstream is concerned, steroids in the steroid industry. And it is an industry. Of course, the world of performance-enhancing drugs is prevalent in boxing, prevalent in the world of wrestling entertainment, prevalent in the NBA, prevalent in golf, prevalent in baseball, prevalent in the NFL. In other words, everybody's cheating. All right, so that's why we've got to come up with some type of way to test everybody. And I'm just talking about the championship fighters. I'm talking about testing everybody. There's got to be some type of cost-effective way to test everybody in every sport. I mean, we got all these cheaters going on. Time to put these cheaters in check. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you go to the website, ringtalk.com, the show is airing live as I speak. The Facebook video is down this week, or at least today. It'll be up for the Sunday show. We'll talk with one of the great, great MMA fighters in the second hour today of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Strike Force going down tonight in San Jose, California. Strike Force, the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship live on Showtime. We'll talk about that in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Hi, Tom Bodett, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six PAC. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're gonna collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Bodett, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Did you know 40% of sports and concert tickets go unsold each year? Even when a top-tier game seems sold out, thousands of tickets are given away to fill seats. ScoreBig.com gets you access to these tickets, even the front row. Tickets on ScoreBig.com are 10 to 60% below box office price, and there are never any fees. A better way to buy sports, concert, and theater tickets. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. ScoreBig.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My baby is past. The queen of disco, Donna Summer, losing her battle with cancer this week. She was a diva in her own right. She started an entire era as far as music was concerned, Bad Girls on the Radio. I can go on and on, but I think she had 17 number one hits. I think Madonna's only had 18 more hits. She's the only female to have more number one hits than the great Donna Summer. Donna Summer losing her life this week at the age of 63. And I will dedicate most of today's shows, the 2-hour program of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, to the diva herself, the diva of disco, Miss Donna Summer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, this is the Boxing Hour, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget, we have a Sunday show for an hour in which we combine both boxing and MMA. Again, at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's carried live on the cable radio network as well. And, of course, live at ringtalk.com. All you've got to do now is go to the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, and the show comes up live. If the show's on live, it comes up live. Afterwards, on Sunday, we put up the Sunday show, and we let it run on a loop for the entire week, and it seems to be a hit as our numbers were up this week. So we're very happy about that, and I want to thank my main man, Kevin Perry, who should be joining us about 40 minutes past the hour to talk about all the controversies in boxing. Before, of course, the use of steroids by Andre Berto, Victor Conti involved with that, saying that the contaminants, some of the supplements that Berto was using were not prescribed by him. And I have to tell you, I've used Victor Conti's supplements myself. I still do. The snack stuff, sports nutrition for advanced conditioning. I find it the best stuff on the planet, period. And I don't think Victor's going to do anything that would tarnish his reputation any further than has already been tarnished. In fact, he's trying to rebuild his reputation, and I think he's doing a pretty good job of it, even though the chump is not answering my phone calls. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Now we go from the city by the bay, I believe, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, bringing the bread man. They call him the bread man. I'm talking about Stephen Edwards of BoxingTalk.com. What's up, Big Steve?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. How's life treating you?
Oh, it's all right, man. It's all right. Kid from that my fighter used to spar, Raymond Serrano, he took a bad beating last night from a kid from the bay, man. So I'm not
that because that's my boy. Now, listen, you shouldn't have put him in there with, you know, Kareem Mayfield. If you'd have read any of the reports that I've written on Kareem, if you'd have followed Kareem's career, Kareem has been beating a house fighter for years. Golden Boy put him in against their top guys a couple of different times. He beat him twice, not once, but twice. They tried to rematch. He beat him again, okay? And that was at 147. Now he's dropped down to his natural weight of 140. I think he's knocking out all bums.
You know what? I agree with you, but Raymond's not my fighter. He's just a kid that comes down to the gym and, you know, he works out. He's a real nice kid, man, but he was definitely in over his head. Last night, man, that was a tough one. He got hurt real bad, and it's tough when a kid that young, you know, to get knocked out like that. A lot of times they can't come back from that.
You and I know that, but you know this is not ice skating. This is not tennis.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, and sometimes, man, I think these promoters, they do these kids a disservice because everybody wants the undefeated kid with the with the glossy record. But when you bring them along too slow and you give them too many turkey sandwiches, as we call it, they've never been through anything. And then once they step up, man, it's like a shock value. So it's a, you know, you got to find a good medium with bringing a guy along. You don't want to put him in over his head, but you don't want to give him too many turkey sandwiches coming up, because that's what you'll get, man.
Well, I think you're right. You know, personally, I went 7-0 before I lost my first fight, and I don't want to say I had a lot of turkey sandwiches, but I had guys that I would just scare the snot out of, and a lot of those fights that I won before the bell even rang. And then when I fought my eighth fight, I had taken 2.5 years off of boxing, came back in my eighth fight, and fought a guy named Eddie Smith. Eddie licked me like a stamp. Okay, I mean, he just boxed my ears. I couldn't believe it, man. My mother was sitting in the first row, and she couldn't believe it. We were like stunned. We were like shocked. But, you know, when you face a level of fighter, in other words, you go from a B-level fighter to an A-level fighter, you better be ready to step up to the next level. And I think last night Mr. Serrano wasn't ready to step up to that level. And, you know, this has a lot to do with the fact that promoters sign fighters to contracts. And I wrote about this a little bit yesterday at ringtalk.com when I said that Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are not ruining boxing. It's the promoters that are ruining boxing. And I'll tell you why, Steve. You know, they sign Golden Boy or Golden Girl, if you happen to see Oscar in those lingerie pictures on the internet that I published. You know, I'm the one that broke that story, right?
No, I didn't know you broke it, but I've heard a few arguments whether the pictures were legit.
Oh no, he came out last year, admitted the pictures were.
No, you did. You're right, he did. But before he admitted it, because they tried to put a spin on it and act like the pictures weren't legit. But before he admitted it, he was acting like somebody, you know, they played with, you know, did a couple camera tricks, and it really wasn't him. But
I'm going to tell you like this. Here's what I did: I sent the pictures to a forensic photographer. Okay. Then I sent him to Emmanuel Stewart. Okay, Emmanuel Stewart knows Oscar De La Hoya's body pretty good. He used to train him. Okay, so it was Emmanuel's opinion that it was Oscar. It was a forensic photographer's opinion that the photos were not photoshopped. It was my opinion it was Oscar, because I had been Oscar's first publicist back in 1990, so I know Oscar pretty well, and I knew that it was Oscar. There was no doubt in my mind it was Oscar. Okay, and it was Oscar, and he tried to put me down. He tried to say they were photoshopped. They were doctored, the whole nine yards. The bottom line was he was dressed up in ladies' panties, not once, but on a number of occasions. So more pay. Listen, I got nothing against a guy that wears ladies' panties, okay? But, you know, if Oscar's going to be legit about it, he should be wearing those ladies' panties in public. He shouldn't be doing it, you know, hiding around. If he wants to wear miniskirts, I think he should wear them down Hollywood Boulevard, not just in some hotel room in Philadelphia and New York City. No, man, listen, if you're going to be a cross-dress, if you want a cross-dress, come out and be real about it.
You know what, man? You got a good point, Pedro, because my mom always says, and I use this in my daily mailbag, the truth only comes one way, man, you know? So, I mean, I agree with you 100%. You know, it's him. He denied it for years. He comes out and he says it now. But you know, it is what it is, man. I try not to get too much into these fights.
Here's what I can't understand, Stephen. We're talking with Stephen Edwards of BoxingTalk.com. They call him the Bread Man. He's one of the best boxing writers out there. Of course, I only bring you the best week in and week out now for 27-plus years. But, you know, Oscar came out and admitted it with that chicken on the Latin TV Telefutura or Televisa, something like that, last year. All right. I wouldn't have done that. I mean, I thought the story was sort of dormant. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, I know he went into cocaine rehab and all that kind of stuff, but you did need to be bringing that stuff up because it's on YouTube now. And Oscar's got kids. You hear what I'm saying? And if you really want, I mean, if the kid's 15 years from now looking at YouTube, having his father admit that he was a punk on YouTube, it just, that ain't, there was no sense in admitting that stuff. Just, in my mind, I mean, it was senseless. It was absolutely senseless. All right, let's change subjects a little bit. Lamont Peterson and Amir Khan are supposed to get it on today. When I say Amir Khan, I spell it A, another M-E-R-E, and then C-O-N. Not Amir Khan, A-M-I-R-K-H-A-N. I call him Amir Khan because I think that, you know, the amateur prodigy that he was a great amateur. I just don't think he's developed as a professional. And he's used a plethora of excuses as to why he's not performing up to these excellent standards or these expectations that people put before him. But he was supposed to fight Lamont Peterson today. Lamont Peterson ends up admitting, first of all, Lamont Peterson, you know, I got to question his intelligence as well, Stephen, because I tell you why. You don't demand drug tests and then take drugs and get caught. That's pretty dumb.
You know what? I got an interesting take on this. I try to judge everything on an individual basis, and I try to get as much evidence as I can before I put my foot in my mouth. And, you know, because, Pedro, people hold us to high standards, and if you make a mistake or you say the wrong thing or you jump to the wrong conclusion and you're wrong, you're going to have to live with that. So I agree with you. You know, I can't understand why, you know, he would ask for a drug test and then fail. But it doesn't really impress me when these guys go around saying, well, take this test and take that test. What impresses me more is who passes and fails these tests, because that could be a smokescreen. I never get into that. You know what I mean? Berto was, you know, indirectly accusing Ortiz of using steroids, and he just came out dirty. So I try not to, you know, that doesn't mean anything to me that a guy wants to take these tests. And I think Peterson's case and Berto's case are two different cases. I don't know all of the details, but, you know, I can't understand for the life of me why no one from Peterson's team, first of all, advised him to keep his mouth shut, because the fact that he admitted to taking these testosterone pellets before the December 10th fight with Khan, now they're possibly going to strip the kid, which is terrible. And I don't understand why nobody just disclosed that that he took testosterone pellets. Lots of people have low testosterone levels, and had he went to the commission and told them what the doctor was prescribing them, I think a lot of his problems, you know, would have been alleviated. But that's true. Neither here nor there, and I think a lot of guys are going to get busted. I get a lot of, you know, off-the-record comments about certain fighters, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, to be honest with you. Okay. So we'll see.
Speaking of the tip of the iceberg, let's keep you around for another segment. You got a few more minutes for us?
Sure, yep.
Okay. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we air live each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget, we have a Sunday show, which airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. To share your life so willingly, and gladly give your love to me. Had many loves before, but they left me feeling like a revolving door.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help.
Call 888-831-7489.
If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you.
Call 888-831-7489.
Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone.
Call 888-831-7489.
This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Lady could put on a show, folks. I kid you not. She was the queen of disco. She passed away this week at the age of 63 from lung cancer. Originally, I was told it was breast cancer, but then it's lung cancer. So, you know, another performer goes the way of the cigarette. Unfortunately, that my producer, who's sitting in the other room here right now, he's a avid smoker, a chain smoker, and I've been begging him for years to quit smoking. And it's tough. It's the toughest habit in the entire world to kick. Having worked in law enforcement, I worked in a jail for the San Francisco Sheriff's Department. I was a cop in San Francisco working narcotics. And I can tell you that guys can kick, guys and ladies, people in general, can kick crack. They can kick meth, which meth is the hardest besides tobacco. They can kick heroin. They can kick just about every drug in the world that you want, but they cannot kick nicotine. My mother had emphysema. She continued to smoke. She died of COPD. My stepfather was warned that his lungs were going in the wrong direction. He continued to smoke. He got lung cancer and died. My Uncle Ray, the same thing. My uncle Cardinal, the same thing. So I can go on and on and on. Tobacco has done to my family what the white man did to the Indian going across America. Just slaughtered them, okay? Just KO'd them left and right. So if you're out there smoking, there are government programs around. There's digital electronic cigarettes. There's all kinds of ways that you can sort of try to kick the habit. I appreciate it if you would take the opportunity and go out there and at least try to kick the habit. Hey, Steve, do you smoke?
No way, man. I lost my grandmother to COPD a couple of years ago. I know exactly what you're talking about, man. That's a rough habit.
You know, and what people don't realize is that they think you only get lung cancer. That's what they think. Oh, well, you know. Smokers only die from lung cancer. They die from COPD. They die from heart disease. They die from a number of ailments. And the bottom line is, when you go from COPD or you go from lung cancer, you just come to your life comes to a halt because you choke to death. I was with my stepfather. He died twice. He died twice on me in Kaiser Hospital in South San Francisco. He choked to death one time. Then I came back and brought the family back in the room, my mother and the whole nine yards. He started breathing again, and then he died about 5 minutes later. So it was very, very ugly. And let's leave that ugly subject where it belongs. But the bottom line is, if you are smoking, please try and quit. Please, please, please try and quit. We're talking with Stephen Edwards of BoxingTalk.com, of course, Greg Leone's website. And he's got my man, Socrates Palmer, who happens to have the greatest name in all of – it's one of the greatest names in the entire world, Socrates Palmer. I mean, that's a name. That's a moniker, man.
Yeah, it is.
That is. All right. Now, we were talking about performance-enhancing drugs before. Of course, all the guys that have sort of been starting to get popped on that, and you alluded to that it might be the tip of the iceberg. Well, I think they've been cheating for a long time. There are fighters that I've mentioned earlier in the show. which I mentioned some names, and we mentioned some names, and they've been suspected of taking steroids and things like that. And we're not going to go back into mentioning those names, but if you listen to the show real good and you listen to some of those names I brought up a little earlier, you can sort of put one and one together. But the bottom line is people are going to cheat as long as they can, Stephen. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I thought about it myself, you know, having been an accomplished boxer who won 7 amateur championships. If they gave me something like EPO that allowed me to have 45% more oxygen or 45% more red blood cells and that kind of stuff, I might have taken it. I mean, I might have. But if there was a testing process involved, I wouldn't have taken it. Now, I think we need some type of universal testing process. How do we go about that?
You know what, Pedro? Luckily for me, I get to see things on both sides with the media, and I also train fighters, so I get to see, you know, talk to the guys from the commission and things like this. And the biggest problem that I see is the money. When I go do a fight, for example, you know, one of the kids that I have, he's only 9-0. And unfortunately, nobody gives a about the undercard fighters. You know, they don't it'll be 5 fighters in one room with one commissioner. How can he possibly watch everybody wrap their hands or check everybody's bottle for foreign substances or things like that? These are the things that go on in boxing that nobody knows about and nobody cares about. The worst part about it is that these 9-0 kids, they become 29-0 one day. So who's to say that who's going to stop them from cheating to get to be 29-0 and get on HBO and get the big, you know, license fees? My fighter just fought on the Bernard Hopkins undercard in Atlantic City, and I was tickled to death that they gave us a random urine test. You know, I was happy about it because it just showed, you know, New Jersey's trying to, you know, do a little bit, but it's rough. I also think that every time I go to a fight, you know, they want to take $25 or $50 out of my check to get a license. I want to know where this money goes, because with this money, we can get better testing. You know, I don't like the whole financial structure of boxing. You know, you have the judges and, you know, and everybody, they get a per diem from the host promoter. So, you know, I know I'm going off a little bit to the left, but this is a problem, and it's all in the same to me. For example, if I'm a judge, subconsciously I'm going to go for the A-side fighter or the promoter's fighter. Like you said, Mayfield upset a couple of guys from Golden Boy. Why? Because I want work. I'm earning a living. So if the promoters are paying these judges per diems, why do you think we have these bad decisions sometimes with the quote-unquote A-side fighter or the promoter's fighter to get the benefit of the doubt in these close rounds? I think that we need, you know, I love the fact that, you know, John McCain stepped up with the Muhammad Ali Act.
Man, you know, time out. The Muhammad Ali, I read the entire Muhammad Ali Act, okay? It has no teeth in it. Nobody's ever been charged with anything regarding the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act. It's a piece of crap as far as law is concerned. It sounds good, it looks good, but it has no teeth.
Listen, let me just say this.
All right.
I know a promoter, I won't say his name, but I know a promoter who lost a prominent fighter because he did not follow the Muhammad Ali Act of full disclosure. I'm not saying it's the greatest thing in the world, but at least somebody somewhere tried to do something. What it does is, for example, let's say if me and you are fighting and you say, you guys offer me $15,000 to fight Steven Edwards, man. And you know, and really they're giving you they're giving me $25,000, but they tell you that we're getting parity. Well, with the Muhammad Ali Act, you get full disclosure, so they have to tell you everything that's going on. And like I said, it's not the best thing in the world, but I do know a promoter who lost an A-list fighter over that, and he admitted to me personally, I lost the fighter, I was wrong, I forgot to disclose everything, and his manager took him away, and I didn't feel like fighting it in court because technically I was wrong. So it does help out somewhat, Pedro, although it is a little bit, you know,
it's impotent.
Yes, it is. It does have some limited parts, but trust me, that one thing right there helps a lot, man, when you're negotiating these guys' contracts and promoters used to lie about them. Now you can't lie. Well, you can lie, but you got to pay the guy under the table. You can't lie out in the open about it.
Well, I mean, you know, guys don't get the full disclosure, especially guys from foreign countries. They don't realize the Muhammad Ali Act is in real full force. In fact, the Mexicans often get taken advantage of, so I'm not going to go into that too deep because I have in the past, and there's a case going to federal court regarding Yuri Boy Campos and Top Rank and things like that, so I don't want to go any deeper into that. But I do want to thank you for appearing with me today. You're a great guest. You're a good writer. They tell me you're a good trainer as well, so I want to wish you the very best of luck with your stable there in Philadelphia. You know, me and Joe Frazier, we used to go back and forth once in a while. We had a couple drinks one time. Joe's not a bad guy, but Joe was cheap, man. Joe was a cheap dude. You had to buy Joe drinks. Joe wouldn't buy a drink.
You know what? I've never had had a drink with him, but I've met him a few times, man. But, you know, Pedro, you've met a lot of guys in the business, and you know that, you know, the way they're looked at and viewed on TV, once you get to know somebody, they may not be, you know, the person that we, you know, that the media or just, you know, they're held to a different kind of standard. But thanks a lot for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. I got a lot of respect for you and your show.
All the best to you, man, brother. Steven, the Breadman Edwards with BoxingTalk.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour's boxing, of course, the MMA hour, starts at noon Pacific time right here on Saturdays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today we'll talk with Dan Hardy, one of the UFC's premier stars. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
This is my song, because I work hard for the money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing this hour. And the next hour, it'll be MMA, of course, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you are joining us for the very first time, be it on the American Forces Network, be it on the cable radio network, be on many of our affiliates across the country, I welcome you to the longest running fight show in history. Often imitated, never duplicated. There's about 1,000 boxing radio shows out there, folks. I kid you not. Boxing, MMA shows. And you know what? None of them come close to this one. I'm not, and listen, and you're not bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. 27 plus years now on the radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now it's time to bring in my man from ringtalk.com in the city of Angels, of course, an expectant father himself, Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. Kevin, how's the prospective mom doing? How's mom doing?
Oh, she's doing good.
That's good. Are her moods starting to swing yet or what?
Yeah, a little bit.
I like the way you said it. Yeah, a little bit. That was real quick there. Okay, we'll just let that one go. You and I, we've been talking for a long time about how Cuban fighters have been dissed and how they've been ignored and how they've been disrespected when they consider the fact that the Cuban amateur team has put forth the best amateur teams for the past quarter century. Why wouldn't they put forth some of the best professionals? Well, I think they have, but they've been discriminated upon to a certain extent. Why don't you expand on that for me?
Well, I think part of the problem is Cuban fighters, for one, they're not American fighters. Number two, they're not Mexican fighters. And number three, they're not Puerto Rican fighters. So really, they're kind of looked at as second-class citizens, I guess you could say. The label's always put on them as, you know, defectors. And they kind of look down upon a lot of people. And I think a lot of people have this twisted view of what Cuba is all about. And in reality, I mean, these are guys that live in a system where they can take advantage of the fruits of their labor, and they're pretty much some of the best amateurs in the world. I mean, they have probably the world's best amateur boxing program. It's been like that for maybe the last 25 years or so. And I think, Joel Casamayor, I think when he won the gold medal, I think what he was awarded was a bicycle. I mean, that's... For somebody with that kind of talent that can go professional, I mean, what's the option? You know, let your talent squander. You're going to go and try to become professional, make the best of your ability. And I think that's what these guys try to do. I think the promoters kind of use these guys on small cards. They don't build them up properly. And they really have no intention of making them into superstars, because at the end of the day, they want to build up lesser fighters.
But Kevin, if you put Nonito Donaire and Guillermo Rigondeaux, if you put those two guys in Miami and put them in a big stadium, maybe like the Miami Dolphins Stadium or something like that, you get 35 or 40,000 people to turn out. So how can you say these guys don't have a following? You can't expect to put them in San Francisco and expect a bunch of Cubans to come out in San Francisco, because I think we only got 6 Cubans in the entire city. Okay, but if you put him in Miami, put him in South Florida, places like that, they're going to draw.
Well, I agree with you. They possibly will draw, but really at the end of the day, what this is all about is, and I think it's the bigger picture on what boxing is all about nowadays, and I think you made a good comment earlier about how promoters nowadays, what they want to do is they want to sign guys to these long-term contracts. I think Golden Boy signed a couple of fighters this last week. And what they do is they build up these guys' records against second-tier opposition, guys they know they can beat. If the guys don't beat the guys, they have the types of officials in place where their guys can get these ridiculous decisions or whatnot. So I think what's happened to the boxing game is what's more important to promoters is their investment, and not the whole long-term healthiness of the game of boxing. In reality, and what I notice is boxing would be a much better sport if you just put the best guys in with each other. Let stars be built by like how other sports are. When a person performs at the highest level, they get paid the most money, and fans want to see the best fighters in there. against each other, because normally when you get two good, young, hungry fighters in there, it's a good fight. Two guys are fighting for money. It's not like, well, a guy knows he's going to get paid $1 million and his opponent's getting $75,000. What's the real incentive to go out there and perform to the best of your ability when you know at the end of the day the check's in the mail? All you got to do is, you know, perform at 80% and you're going to get the win. That's kind of what boxing's all about right now. And I think it would return to its glory days if you really got the best fighters in there fighting for their careers and the best guys being rewarded for being good fighters, and guys not just being rewarded because they were
connected,
because they have potential.
Okay. Well, you know, you seem to you like to knock Dana White in the UFC, and I think that Dana White in the UFC, by them giving away like $200,000 in bonuses after each card, I think that's a good thing. Like knockout of the night, $40,000.
You know what? I don't really knock the UFC per se. The thing I knock about UFC is this whole notion that UFC has their fights are always entertaining, or the best guys fight the best all the time. That's the thing that really bothers me.
But for the most part, they do, Kev.
Because I don't really see that necessarily most of the time.
You don't watch a lot of UFC.
Top level have been fed kind of a little light recently. And maybe that's just recently, but
you know what, Kev,
it was like that in the beginning.
Respectfully, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, because, you know, you got, like, Cain Velasquez fought Brock Lesnar. In his next fight, he fought Junior Dos Santos, number one ranked contender. Now Junior Dos Santos was supposed to take on Alistair Overeem, the number one contender, but Alistair came in with an incredible high testosterone level as far as a random drug test was concerned, so he's out now, and Frank Mir is in. I mean, I think they are putting the best against the best, but the bottom line is, you know, guys get hurt. I think Dominic Cruz, the world bantamweight champion, he just tore his ACL in the last week, so that fight with Uriah Faber, which a lot of people were looking forward to, seeing the best fighting the best, of course, these two coaches for the Ultimate Fighter Series 15.
But hasn't Uriah Faber been kind of
coddled,
on a downslide quite a bit, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, he's dropped down to a new weight class. So he's dropped down 10 pounds, and he hopes that he can regain the success that he once had at 135. And I think he's now, I think he's fighting at 125 now. But you know,
I guess I'm not the best person to really ask about MMA, because I'm not somebody who's watching all the time. But the last few events that I've watched, Jones and Evans, I mean, that was garbage. Maybe some of the other fights were good. I just watched the main event.
Good point. No. I'm not going to disagree with you. But then again, we had Nate Diaz and Jim Miller go at it last week on Fox, and it was a great fight. And then, of course, we had this past Tuesday night on Fuel TV, the Korean Zombie knocking out, God, I can't think of his name right now. It's killing me. But the bottom line is, you know, I mean, Dustin Poirier.
And you know what you did right there? You brought up a great point, because it's the same thing with boxing. And what I noticed is I always tell people this. If you want to see a really exciting fight, or two guys go and get in a brawl, go to a club show. Because, I mean, I've been to some club shows, some smaller shows, and there's always great fights. You got two young, hungry guys that are in there. They're not making a lot of money. They're really trying to get to that next level. And I think that's what happens. A lot of the good UFC cards or MMA cards in general are the smaller cards. Then you get the big cards with the guys with more skills in boxing. They usually make it that far because they're good defensively. And a lot of people don't understand that to survive in combat sports, you got to be able to defend yourself. When you see, it's like not every fight can be like Gotti Ward, you know. And Gotti Ward was a great fight, but the majority of guys at the top level aren't going to just sit there in the middle of the ring, center of the ring, and trade punches. You know, they're not trying to get hit. They're trying to do damage to their opponent with taking as little damage as possible. And Floyd Mayweather is the perfect example of what it takes to be an elite fighter. It's not just going in there and just slugging it out until one guy falls.
Okay, I'm glad you
think you know that from fighting in the amateurs.
I'm glad you brought up Floyd Mayweather, because Floyd Mayweather Floyd Mayweather said some things about Jeremy Lin, where he was attacked as being anti-Asian and racist and that kind of stuff, when he said those comments about Jeremy Lin being the equivalent or a lesser basketball player than a lot of African-American players to get in a lot of airplay because he was Asian. This past week, Manny Pacquiao has said some things regarding gay marriage. Then he said he was alleged to have said some things regarding gay men in general. And, you know, being a writer that's written a lot of controversy, I've written stuff that people have said. And they've called me up a couple of days later or after it's printed and going, can you pull that down for me? You know, I said, look, you said it. I got you on tape. I mean, what do you want? You said it. You said it. I'm not going to pull this one down. So what I think there's a good possibility that Manny Pacquiao did say the things that he said to this writer, this Filipino writer for the Examiner.com or whatever publication that was, that blogger down there in L.A., and that the writer ended up falling on his sword for Manny Pacquiao because, you know, Manny Pacquiao, they didn't launch a press conference. They didn't come right out and go to CNN or ESPN or MSNBC or any of the major news networks this and that and launch a press conference and say, you know what, Manny didn't say that all gay men should be killed. He didn't say that. They didn't launch a press conference. They went to Michael Marley, who used to be one of the best boxing writers on the beat back in the 80s when he was working with the New York Post. Now he's a poor imitation of Michael Marley, okay? He's Bob Arum's shill. He writes press releases for Bob Arum. But that's what they went to. So that's why I find this entire thing suspect as far as what Manny had to say, what Manny didn't say, what he did say in the whole nine yards. The fact is they didn't hold a major press conference when Manny Pacquiao was alleged to have said.
I don't understand why they need to hold a major press conference in regards to his comments about gay marriage. All right, for one, he's not American. Number two, that's his own personal opinion. I do understand he's in politics in the Philippines.
Yeah, what a joke.
But what
that
real
is.
Bearing does his opinion on gay marriage really have on anything?
But it has a lot of bearing when it's getting millions of readers across the world. Okay, it has a lot of bearing. And like when that he listen. I think the guy's a killer. I happen to think that Manny Pacquiao should be indicted sometime if they find out that somebody in the Philippines or somebody in the world died from a sexually transmitted disease because he said that using a condom is a sin and they happen to follow Manny Pacquiao like a god in a godlike manner. If they followed Manny to that extent and didn't use a condom and forget the unwanted pregnancy.
I mean, Pedro, if that was the case, half of the country should be indicted because half of the country, or at least half of the people that are voting, believe, or actually half of the voters or potential voters believe that gay marriage is wrong.
It's taboo.
So, I mean, it's really, and the biggest problem for me with even having this conversation is this conversation has no bearing in politics. The bottom line is in the United States, there's a separation of church and state. But at the same time, you got these Bible thumpers out there trying to insert their beliefs into policy. And it has no place in policy. If you want that to be the policy, then you pretty much want to rewrite the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and rewrite what this country is all about.
Okay,
and
now
that's
before
why, people came here in the first place. It's because of this religious prosecution that was going on. So I think people need to get off this religious agenda that they have that they want to insert into politics because it's really killing the whole fabric of what this country is all about.
I got one more question. It's non. Just get back to sports here because I'll get chewed up later for talking too much non-sports here. Should Lamont Peterson and Amir Khan, should the first fight, should it be overturned because Peterson has admitted taking testosterone pellets?
Huh, that's a tough question.
This guy got 15 seconds, Kev.
I don't think so. And I think part of the reason why is he tested negative.
All right.
And why, you know, I understand he did admit it, but then you'd have to go back and overturn Shane Mosley and Oscar De La Hoya if you're going to do that.
Good point. Kevin Perry, I thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the baby. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, the MMA Hour comes up at noon Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Dan Hardy, one of the UFC stars, will spend some time with us on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Girl, you're everything to me, and you're super fine.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
May the princess rest in peace, the diva of disco. Miss Donna Summer passing away this week at the age of 63. I saw her at the Oakland Coliseum. I think I also saw her at the Concord Pavilion. One of the great shows, a great performer. No question about that. She will be missed. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. The MMA Hour, of course, coming up next year on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's noon Pacific time on Saturdays. Want to mention the fact that Garth Summer is a Winnipeg promoter. Passed away, the boxing promoter passed away this past weekend. And Nick Casale was attacked. He was a junior welterweight with a fairly good record. Shelley Finkel, I think, was managing him. And he was attacked, and he had like an axe-like murder scar in his head. You can see it on the web if you enter Nick Casale, C-A-S-S-A-L. It was pretty, pretty tremendous, so I want to wish him the best in his recovery. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website. We got it all going on, boxing and MMA live at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. Until next week, peace, love, lots of respect, and rest in peace, Donna Summer.